everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Night Shift, and it's the first, which is November 1st. And, gee, first part of the month here. So today we'll have some birthday parties here on the Night Shift when we go there later on. So let's, for everybody, but we'll celebrate the people who are born in this month of November. And remember, it's daylight savings time, so we got to go back with our clocks tonight. So let's do some clearing here for situations, things you've dealt with during the last couple days or week. Here we go. Think of that one particular thing that kind of bothered you. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man, that's heavy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So bring up the light beams now. And do the male one first. So we'll energize that for you to bring in peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do the non-gender light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do female. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. So we'll see how the show goes tonight. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everybody. Yes, it's Saturday night on the Light Ship, my favorite of all of our shows to do. So if you're a first-time listener, you're really in for a treat this evening. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, which you can check out after the show and learn much more about Ron. And everyone can keep in mind one physical healing they'd like to request for tonight when we go to the lightship. It'll be nearer the end of the show. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight and a lot of emails to read and comments. A big thing, of course, going on. Well, I don't know if we want to think of it as a big thing, Ron, but tonight, as we know, we're supposed to turn our clocks back in the U.S. in 49 states. I believe the only one not doing it, or Hawaii. So Hawaii doesn't do it and Arizona doesn't do it. We're going to turn our clocks back an hour, and Ron has said on previous shows that could put us into some different timelines, probably is going to put us into some different timelines. And some listeners have written in or commented that, let me just read what this person wrote. I am doing timeline crashes on the time change. So far raining most of the day, but now clearing up. I don't know where that person is from. My day was the same here in Southern California. And someone else said, I've been running timeline crash for the time change today. Have had very interesting clouds tonight. They're broken up, and the broken up pieces are broken up with lines in them. Very different. So maybe we could just talk about that, Ron, again, timeline crashes. Should we try to do them tonight? What should we do?
I think it'd be interesting. Do them and, you know, also gray skies. Very different, you know, when the clouds change and turn like ice cubes and stuff. So it would be a way to maybe release a lot of people, including yourself, from the alien timelines. If you're gone, then that means they can't take you into some kind of timeline. Well, it'd be an interesting test just to see how people feel if they did timeline crashes and or gray sky even crashes, you know, because gray skies go along with the timelines. So that could maybe prevent the holograms from manifesting.
And what about the Earth Protect, too, Ron?
That would be a good one, too, yeah. So, never know.
Okay. I mean, I think that sounds great. I'm wondering if there are any, what about the satellite timeline crash?
Yeah, that's like connected things here, so any of those would be good, I think.
Okay.
Oh, kind of use your own intuition. You might see if you can feel if you happen to be up at that time, you know. Hopefully you're all sleeping, but maybe you want to have a fun experience to see what happens, because I would imagine that your computer probably automatically set to change time for you. If that's the case, interesting to see what happens when it automatically, I guess it would just repeat itself over again, back in time. Well, you might experience the last hour over again, I guess. I don't know. It seems kind of weird, but it's going to be in no time. I don't know. Hard to describe what could happen, but it would be interesting.
Yes, it would be. And, you know, I always like to consider, Ron, that we may have new listeners on. So can you talk about time and how we're not even, you know, we shouldn't even be living in time on this planet?
Well, the aliens created time for us. And in the time system is duality. That brings up your karma. And your body is in time because body is much like a hard drive storing all of your ancestors' thoughts in it, activated through time sequencing and different years, there may be dates or different things. Planets can affect your body. So you're actually controlled by a lot of things out there that you really probably know nothing about, and you don't know how you're being controlled. Oh, that's the whole thing. So the aliens gave you that the time sequencing, timelines, the clocks, in a sense, to know what time it is. You know, before we had that, while he's still hooked up, time it was, to be real accurate. Maybe had a sundial, but, you know, aside from that, visibly knew what time it was. When you have to eat, basically, I guess that's probably what most people do, is they eat at a certain time, how long you're going to work, but if not, you know, maybe you, like one of the old farmers, maybe even some of the new ones, you know, you wake up at the crack of dawn and work the whole day, and you go to sleep or quit, and goes down because you can't see anything. Like a really, of life. You know, to be like enslaved here, you know. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. All right. Well, maybe more things will come up about that during the show tonight. Is there anything you could do, you know, as a sample clearing for us on that issue? Like maybe, I don't know, just take away daylight savings time. Clear us of those words or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, we could take that away. Maybe it won't affect you as much. So we'll just take away the vowels and daylight savings. So here we go. So one, just we'll do them all at once. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's how they connect with you too, because you have keywords there instructing you to do something. Well, yeah, what can we do on the show tonight?
Well, we have quite a few emails, Ron. If there's something specific you want to talk about, go right ahead, of course, but we have some emails I think you'll that are good.
Yeah, let's do the emails and we'll see what happens.
Okay. This is a nice testimonial. Dear Ron, I am doing some grieving over losing most of my friends. Now that I have most of my spirit with me and am clearing densities and removing outside infiltration into my life, thanks to you and CLS, I just cannot be around the same group of people who used to take up so much of my time and energy. I do feel a bit alone and look forward to meeting some people who are of the true light. I do not exactly feel lonely, but could you do a clearing for me to be more relaxed and joyful being alone? Thank you.
I was thinking, grieving, in a sense, though, how it started off, of having people connecting. Maybe the emotional bodies are coming into you from those people, wanting you to reconnect. So you might want to do an entity clearing. That entity, maybe they're sticking in you. You know, maybe they thought that you should meet this person. We'll do a clearing here, though. Just peace. All that we need to have is peace. Here we go. One, for peace. Two. Oh, boy, is that heavy. Boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's when you start doing the clearings and you start backpedaling somewhat, you regain your energy back. Otherwise, if you're with a lot of people, we know about energetic cordings and stuff, and people do feel your energy. So as you kind of backpedal and become a hermit, getting more of your energy back to work you some way while you're not. Because their thoughts are not going to be controlling you as much. That's the positive thing, you know. I used to do a poll on peace, what people think of peace. It would be all basically the same thing, just what most people would say, having this calmness got over them from not connecting to other things. Most people feel is just the peace. And, well, it might be hard at first to figure out what peace is. And maybe people are dropping out of your life because you're not connecting to their stuff. All off of charge their battery, so if you don't have any reactions, then find somebody else. That's human nature. Get down the road a ways with the peace. Well, they are going to feel great. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, and I thought of courting as well, you know, that the person, the people, rather, might be giving this person entities, but also courting them. And a listener has a question about courting. Which whole life time clearing is the decording clearing? There are several choices on the website, energetic people versus family imprinting.
Well, you want to first do the probably the energetic cord removal. That's what I think it's possibly called.
It's energetic people courting, I believe, Ron.
Would probably be the one
it's
that
the whole
you want
life
to do. That will help you release the cords from people.
Right.
As you start getting that negativity released from you, from people courting you, probably have a lot more awareness of nature, even maybe animals, as you're not having all of their negativity attached to you, that you need to clean out of yourself by them doing that, mocking your maybe intuition, also maybe preventing maybe animals from coming up to you or butterflies and things like this because of that negativity. That'd be an interesting thing to see. Well, back in New York and New Jersey, I think they had a summertime, but they may have it in the winter. I don't know, but they had a room at one of the, one of the museums and things where they had the butterflies. So it'd be interesting if you happen to be around a place that had butterflies year-round. You in there before a clearing and then emotional stuff and maybe whatever else you have as far as your issues. But he has a little different deck of cards dealt to them. Clean yourself off and then go back in there and just see if the butterflies tend to land on you more. Interesting test just for yourself to see how your energy system is doing. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Another email. Can you talk about fear? I have had this fear of not being in the light as a result of being in darkness a great amount. It's interesting, though, coming into an amount of light, I was courted by aliens, probably eaten, and given a contract. I'm doing timeline crashes for this and the self-empowerment now clearing. Thanks for any advice.
Why? I want to do the alien to light clearing, possibly. So that clearing help you bring more light to yourself if you felt like you have been altered a lot by aliens. So definitely connected, not knowing it. So you might want to try that. Sounds like maybe they did a transformation, maybe of your body or something, or were to be like a hybrid. That's what it sounds like to me, what you're describing. Wrong, but if you do feel like you're a hybrid, then do the help yourself out so that you are more contact me with an email to get that particular. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Now, are you saying there's a healing that the person can get done from you directly?
It's a free clearing that I
to
people who have that particular process done on themselves.
Okay. Okay. Do you think it's, you know, for me and from what I've heard from people, it's not that typical to start doing clearings. You know, of course you feel better. I don't know that I've heard of that much fear coming up, so I think you're right. This person has some kind of ET thing still bothering them. And that alien clearing is so wonderful. It's only $10 a week, and it has like 8 different things that you can clear, though Ron has suggested in the past not to do them all at once. Pick 3 or 4 of them and run that for the whole week. That's really a terrific one. And I think that might heal a lot of people's fears, Ron, because
that could, yes.
It's probably always aliens bothering people.
That's the bottom line. Oh.
And there's a whole life fear clearing as well.
I remember what you're working with, all of a sudden when you start, might be different names of things that people talk about or whatever, and dust it off to get a little more clarity on what you're doing. And, you know, it all boils down to the foundation, aliens, mind control patterns, and different things to us. That's life is here. Once you start to understand that, then your whole paradigm of what you believe is real, not real, you know, all of a sudden that kind of changes, because now you're working with energies that, you know, is causing problems, and now you have a remedy by going on to the website to get the stuff off you. Once you finally catch on to the alien agenda, what they're doing here, well, most people are oblivious. Look that way. Once you finally understand and catch on, you go, well, I got a solution. Otherwise, you're going to be like the other people, walking around like zombies. Help. In a sense, more human, and to get your consciousness back to yourself. So that's the whole thing that website is about, is to regain who you are. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, and that just made me think, Ron, we were talking about the time change earlier. Wouldn't the alien clearing help us with that as well? Because it's aliens doing it.
No, you just need to know how you want to enter into that system. Oh, we
right.
Can talk about fear, maybe. Creating brand new timelines, okay? So I guess I could say for the person who's in fear, want to be on the brand new fear timeline. It could be worse than the one that you had for the last 6 months or so, okay? The timeline, I forgot what month it was in, I don't remember, but spring, right? So when the time changed in spring and now we're going into fall, or in fall, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, well, you're changing that energy. So I would guess that you're looking at how was the fear in spring to now that you've experienced, okay? They created your timelines for you to get onto. Well, is the one coming up hours going to be worse than the one that you were on last, let's just say 4 months, just to pick a number that's an even number? Or is it going to be less? You don't know. Well, another way of looking at it. Well, you may be able to, clearing that you know you're having problems with, that clearing and have it on your computer so it'll stay up during the time change. I could put onto a timeline that may be much less fear than what you have now or are going to be experiencing. You all notice things sometimes tend to get a little worse before it gets better. That's what they plan it out, because they want to steal more energy, so that they need to happen to you or extreme for each experience. So why not get a simpler, easier fear timeline that you could probably overcome instead of waking up and maybe being on one that's twice as bad as what it is right now? Just an idea that might trigger some of you to really think about what your issue is. Talk about finances, you know, and, you know, things like that. Everything here is run by money, you know. You can't really go into a store and give them an extra bag of potato chips to buy something, you know. So it's always credit card or some kind of currency. Dealing with that and having difficulties, are they going to make it harder for you? You're already on that timeline. Now they got to recreate brand new timeline to have you experience what they want you to experience. Remember, you're not really in too control of this. Figure out the timeline completely. Pick one that is easy for you, much less fear, and do some timeline crashes on it so when it goes into the time change, maybe you may only be with the 5% fear timeline. Right now you may be on a 70, you know? So anyway, you can all think of that and what's going to happen. Automatically better life for the next whenever it's going to be, you know. 6 months in, or is it just less than that? I don't think it's 6 months, is it? Happen? Maybe it is. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's like supposed to be half the year.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there's another email. Someone is asking the difference between the fear clearing and the extreme anxiety clearing. I know they're quite close, but there are differences. And I was wondering, Ron, if you could bring in the energy of each of those and do a sample of them. So that might really answer this person's question because they could feel the slight difference in the clearing.
Okay, well, so we're going to play with timeline. So timeline you're on right now for a situation. Well, think of that situation, that anxiety. Also, you know, be there with fear. Fear first. So here we go. Think of your particular situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Look at that one situation. It should be pretty much eliminated from you. How your body's responding. Now we're going to back in time. Locking. Find yourself in and start over again. Okay. So here we are. 3 minutes ago asked Al if we're going to do it at the same clearing, the same situation, do the extreme anxiety. Here we go. From you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now it's up to you to kind of decide which one works better for you. Remember, it depends what your common theme of life is. Well, if you're in fear a lot, and when you hear the word fear, you jump, you know, or your skin will say, then you know that's what you need. Where anxiety, you know, maybe that's a different body type of energy. Maybe when you get anxious, you know, your heart starts hammering and you start breaking out into a sweat. So I think I relate to extreme anxiety. Maybe you start to stutter and you want to faint or something, you know. So it is a different type of clearing, but it depends where you are. Both of them. Which one tended to maybe good for your one issue? Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That felt good, and that I hope that's helpful to people. You know, it's possible that someone might even need both of those, and if they're in an extreme state. But thank you, Ron. That was illuminating. I did feel the difference in the energies there.
I'm sure someone needed both of those. By having
right.
those, your whole life would probably completely change on a dime. Really, you know, those are two really rough issues.
Right.
It's counterproductive to life.
Right. Okay, we have a different question on the fast chat, Ron. What are these animal spirits in people called? I'm not sure what that means. Are there animal spirits in people?
Oh, yeah, there can be. In fact, there's a lady who had a website up on YouTube that actually shows dogs and different animals, maybe cats, and they have a human spirit in them. Looking in the eyes, and yeah, it is there. Somehow, like the head, kind of like superimposed over like the dog's head, but that's how you would perceive it. As look human. So yeah, there's some lady doing that. I don't know how you would find it. Ran across it once or twice by accident somehow. Quite long as she's, I think she has from a different country. I think her English is kind of a broken English, I think. But anyway, it's quite something. So yeah, that does happen.
But it's something that shouldn't be happening, right, Ron? That's off.
In a video I talk about, which is kind of comical, the barking cat. So if you're a new listener, haven't seen the barking cat on YouTube, just type it in. If you're an old listener and you want to have, you know, good laughs, you know, look at it, just realize what happens, you know? And it's very possible that the owner of the current cat, maybe they had a dog a long time ago, dog was floating around being with the person, and they got the cat, and they goes, well, I'm going to now go into the cat because I can be physical with my past owner, okay? So that could be what happened, but regardless, watch the barking cat. Anybody else has seen anything that was kind of weird like that? You may want to also let us know so we can look at it and to other people. Life form. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. We have somebody with, we have a couple of questions about how long different clearings take. When Ron does a whole lifetime clearing, he counts down your entire life through the 6 chakras, right, Ron? I think it is.
And it takes so about 20 seconds.
20 seconds per year.
Per year, yeah. So,
it's not very long.
You know, basically it's 3 years every minute.
Right. I don't know if people are worried it's going to take them, you know, 4 days to do a clearing. I don't know. But
that could be the problem. So if you're 30 years of age, time you get logged in and get turned on, you know, the thing running, oh, you're probably, you know, for 30 years at 3 a minute, that's going to take you 10 minutes to clear the age of 30.
Right.
Well, add about 10 minutes to that, the time you get logged in and stuff. And then also you want to walk around every 10 years, have your body do its own adjustments as far as muscles, tendons, ligaments, and make sure your bones are snapping. That's pretty common for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what it takes. You know, or just say typically 2 minutes or 2 years per minute. That's it. It's doesn't take very long, and it works. Not codependent on it. Take you months, years to do it. Get forward and have at it. Better person. And some people, if they're really, really clogged up with stuff, you know, it could take maybe 3 days. It's like an absentee clearing, typically, to work completely. But by the time you get done, especially like with the emotional one, and look upon your life, and everything is like, wow, I see all these things happening, but oh, I don't relate to anything. That's because the traumas are released. All you see is the scene. Had the experience without any trauma, heartache, or whatever else attached to it. That's it. That's all the whole lifetime emotional clearings.
Right. And we have another question, Ron, about the seven generational clearing. And what that is, if you're unfamiliar, is that a lot of Ron's healings, you can find that on the index on the website, have a seven generation attached to them. And that's when you have cleared something and you feel like it's such a big problem in your life that you've probably inherited it, which is common. Ron always says we're living the lives of our ancestors. So this person wants to know, again, how long does each section take to clear? Can you run all seven tabs at the same time? And do you need to do them more than once?
Well, one time through is adequate. I would not do all seven tabs at once.
Okay. And any idea how long they take? Or?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Either. Me either. And I've done them, but I don't remember. But it's nothing takes that long. they're all really worth doing it, I feel. So I don't think you need to worry too much about how long it takes. Okay. Let me go check our fast chat here for comments from people. Okay. Well, the person that wrote in about the animal spirits are saying teenagers can be like animals. They knock supplies off the store. They're on skateboards every day at the store and have an animal spirit in them by their behavior. They are not human.
Well, that could be true. You know, the clones are here. Maybe they're bringing in animals and human bodies. You know, I don't know. Nothing is unrealistic now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another testimonial for you. Thank you, Ron, for answering so many questions about ascension and what is going on this crazy planet. I feel so calm and validated now because you have the answers and solutions to all the questions I have had for years. As soon as I heard you speak on the radio, I knew here is the end of searching and seeking. I feel in my bones how true and real you are.
Yeah, I'm just in the moment. That's the difference. I'm in the moment out of time. Oh, Ollie, part of the answer there. Thank you so much. That's great. You know, I'll start listening and start, you know, listen to all the archives. And if you get one that really is really beneficial for you with a given issue, then send it over to CLS Questions so we can kind of have it earmarked for other people. time somebody's dealing with an awful event in their life, clearing, and all of a sudden they felt wonderful. Geez, somebody else out there needs that clearing, and we never talk about it, you know? So kind of one good thing. I know that the education clearing is very, very, very good, which I don't talk about that much. So if you need to have, I don't know, I guess a little, some of those programs taken off of you for education, going to school or bought something or whatever that slowed yourself down and you bought something as being true because you're told that this is the way it works. Maybe there's a quicker, faster way of doing something, but you were taught something that was lower, let's put it that way. So by doing that clearing, you're bringing in more energies to you, and you're actually getting rid of blockages. As sometimes told that you're not good enough at school or something like that, then you take that on as somebody else's truth. How you're programmed with that, and you can't get out of the box. So the education clearing, education of life. So it helps you to release some of that stuff so you have a little more room inside of your box. So over and think of how to get out of that box. Otherwise, you're probably going to be stuck in it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. I think that education clearing is fabulous also. And on the subject of the radio shows, on the website there are archives of shows we've done in the past on other radio stations. And the one that's written up really well is the CTR archives. You can go on there and see exactly what was discussed during that show. And the BBS website, while it has all the archives wonderfully, we're so pleased, hadn't had the ability to put in a description. I think it might be going to have that, or it might now, so we can going forward we can put some of that information in. But that is a great idea, Ron, if somebody knows about certain things that were talked about that meant something to them. You did mention a show the other day that someone told you that it described the how to use the website really well. It was from 2008.
I think it was December 18th, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. And it is terrific to listen to the clearings, and most of the clearings you will still receive any healings that Ron did on those shows, as you're listening.
And okay. Also listen to the BBS shows around that as of added information about that might be like a takeoff from that particular topic or something. So I'd say go maybe have the time, listen to maybe four shows before and after time.
Right.
Remember, I think it was 18th.
Great. Okay. There's another thank you or, testimonial about healings, Ron. Hi, Ron. I wanted to let you know about an amazing healing that I just learned took place. It's a little long, so I'm going to kind of edit it out here. So this listener has been doing healings for their friend, and he's a veteran, probably troubled, without the person, going into that. And he's been away from his wife and daughter for 5 years. And he doesn't know that his friend is running the healings, but she's seeing these huge changes. And especially there was a lot of anger between him and his wife, his former wife. And he just called this listener to say he just spoke with his wife for 2 hours. She sent him photos of his daughter and will give his daughter a letter if he writes it. So this is a huge change, and the listener wants to thank you because she knows that all of the improvements in his life are from her running these healings. She ran the whole life emotional clearing, the whole life heartache clearing for him, for his wife, daughter, parents. And so that's very nice of this person, very generous, and it's nice to see a result, isn't it?
I'd even consider one a little further. Maybe do the dark side practitioner one. Because naturally, people separate. They are putting out almost always, I guess, bad thoughts for the other person. I'm going to do that also. And clear some ground and make things much better.
Okay, that was a great suggestion, Ron. Somebody wrote in recently, and I don't know if I can find that email right now. But they wanted you to help them. They wanted to call you or write to you and have you help them figure out what healings they should do. Now, you kind of giving that person a little insight, and that was very nice. But in general, you would tell people to, after they do the emotional healing, it'll become clearer for them what they need, right?
That's correct, yeah. So if you have done a few clearings, I don't know what to do, I could possibly help you maybe with one, but if you have not did the emotional clearing, one should get the unlimited too, but, you know, aside from that, if you haven't done emotional clearing and really don't even want to talk to people, so much up in the air and think they need this and that and the other, people think that their own particular storyline is like, first time I heard something. Got to do that emotional clearing first.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, you're not going to have success with the other clearings typically because or works with the alien agenda, and that's how they get you, is with the emotions.
Right, right.
On your path, so you have to do that clearing first.
Right. Oh, I just found it, and it is a nice email. I feel like a lot is in my way, and I need to become 100% sure all the barcodes I need are removed, as well as all my densities. Is there any way I can come to Ron personally and receive his blessing or guidance on this issue?
I have a website up.
Well, Ron is, I know people want to talk to you, Ron, and meet you, and you do go to expos, and you're on this show, so you're actually very accessible. But you just don't have time for that kind of, you know, one-on-one interaction. And I think someone that's doing, removing barcodes and doing, I'm going to guess this person's done the emotional clearing and other clearings, then I think they'll come to their own answers.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
I guess it's probably about that time to go to the light ship, unless you have one more.
Well, I just want to look at our fast chat here. Oh, yeah, and can we have people request some rooms for tonight?
Yeah, that'd be fine. So I'll just have you...
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't say that sooner, people, but if you have any requests for some specific rooms you want to visit tonight, Ron will do that.
Okay, so anything else on emails that we need to cover?
No, I think we're good now. Unless somebody has something else to offer about what they think about the time and the doing timeline crashes about time tonight. I think we can, go ahead and go to the light ship. Oh wow, yeah, it's quarter of already. This show is going very fast.
Speeding up for the new timeline coming. Okay. In fact, interesting. It's speeding up. It changed. I wonder if tomorrow will be slow for people. Here we go, everybody. Let's go to the light ship. And really out of time in source energy. Request your healing. You're bilocated instantly. Not going to be, leaving where you are, consciously, but have availability or the insight, you may actually see light beings working with you. So some parts of your body is getting warmer or cooler, or I feel some bones get adjusted or different things. Quite interesting how the different healings work. So you may feel something happening. You feel something in your stomach gurgling or something, you know, that you're being worked on. Oh, so you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. I'll count to five to command the energy to get you up there. You're there physically. Oh, going up. That's one healing for each room that you're in. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I guess we're going to start off with a hot tub room. We'll go out for the birthday party. So we're like in a red type of energy. Almost just like ice cubes, sort of. Red ice cubes around us in the hot tub room. So I don't think they're cold. Looks like ice cubes. So here we go. And the water is also red. Enjoy that energy right now.
So you're cold. Saying we're in a hot tub and getting birthday cake. How nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm having birthday cake, yeah. So here we go. Going to go to another room, but we can stay in there. That's for what we want, and the light beams will bring it to us here. And so here we go. We'll, for those who want to go into the food court, we can. Roll on, you know. And here we go. Food court, this is where the light beings eat. The ones that do physically eat food, most do not. Or light forms that are there help us that do physically eat food. So here we go. So it's a small little portion. So it's like the size of a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil. So I always look for the hot fudge and the German chocolate cake and the drizzle and stuff, you know, and ice cream and berries and some nuts and yummy. So my glass, so you can see it look really big. Next finger underneath your tongue. So you're having it right now. That's whatever you choose to. If you don't want to have any cake and ice cream or whatever, always get some nutrition drink, like some soup or something. Find any type of other energies up there. For hamburger, it's not there, okay? No. Like a type that would not be of human meat. Oh.
It's very nice and relaxing, Ron.
And to sing happy birthday to everybody, and the light beings are coming, and we can get seconds if we wish, or thirds. So here we go. Happy birthday, everybody who has a birthday in November.
Maybe some pets have birthdays, too.
Yeah, okay, yeah, pets and animals, too, yeah. Maybe you got a dog with a little hat on or something, you know. Oh. Well, happy birthday, everybody, and the light beings are singing to us now. And harmonizing, actually feel or hear the energies coming into your body. Oh, even harmonics in your body will probably get very, very relaxed here. Those who are curious to get energized with the golden plates is a location that light beings use as they get charged up. There's a couple of gold plates you put your hands on. Outside the room, kind of sample what you need. Everything works in the moment, so what you need right now is what they'll give you. And then from there you go into a little like phone booth and put your hands on two other plates there. And now you're getting energized. You're probably going to feel wonderful. Oh. Check out the other food court locations if we wish. Happy birthday, everybody. And we'll go to another room here. So we'll go to the room where the deers are. Little bond, so it's your choice. We'll come in and do healing work on you. Request the location in your body that you would like to have worked with. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll go into a couple rooms here. We'll go into the dragonfly room. So and you can ride on them if you wish. Stronger, 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 and stronger. into the room, and then we'll have Ann take over here. So we'll go into the room with the koala bears. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Mr. Healing, you're in the different rooms also. I'll do the cancer cell release room. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And
thank you, Ron. Yeah, we do have some requests. One was for the deer room, and you did that. Thanks. One is for detox with the purple gel.
Okay, so go back into the hot tub room. Also go into the purple waterfall. Oh, two different rooms with purple. Longer, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Okay, this is interesting. The Pegasus room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go.
The butterfly room.
I'm stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Right?
And the tadpole and frog room?
Oh, that's great. Here they come. I'll be croaking for you here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, okay.
Wow, Ron. Okay, just one more. The elephant room.
Oh.
Quite a switch from tadpoles and frogs.
Oh. Here we go. Elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll pick one more room here. We'll go into the room that has going up here. Oh, here comes the monkey. So it could be any type, even apes could be there. I'm just seeing little monkeys. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Back from the light ship now. Back down. I'll count from 5 to 1. Orchid garden plants are coming back down. So here we go. And you're going to feel the energy shift when I hit 3. So 5, 4. Everybody. Longer on the light shift. Wonderful. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I just have to say, of course, it always feels wonderful to go to the light shift, but when you were explaining how the light beings are singing and we're feeling the harmonics, I could feel that so powerfully in my head, and it went right down the very middle of my body. It just felt wonderful. So thank you, light beings. Okay, let's move on. We have a little more time because BBS Radio nicely said we could go a little longer. And did you want to say anything else about the light ship, Ron, or the healings?
Are instantaneous, and had an experience where something has changed with you, mindset that brought that condition to you probably got eliminated, say 90%. Sometimes these energetic bodies that carry this problem that you're dealing with, which gave it to you to begin with, sometimes people can reactivate that in you, so it'll bring up other future DNA or past DNA, you know, and bring that into your future. So if you did feel better and you, oh, this feels wonderful, and maybe you walk with a limp or something, you're not, one of your friends says, hey, what happened to your limp? Always limp, but right away that could trigger or past DNA waking it, and now you could start limping maybe in a few days. So, well, that's what happens. People can just give you that curse over again. So just know that, kind of just know that you're fixed and healed and never limped, you know, or something, you know. Sometimes for the body to recognize that it's okay, I'm also. I say get used to inference. It doesn't take too long. Now, like
is
a
it,
sore throat, you're in that sore throat energy. It pulls away from you. That sore throat you had, and you go, oh, but you're in the wellness stage. Oh, don't really dwell upon your past. Well, that's the way the light ship healings work. Well, that stuff is taken away from you, so you don't have to go fishing and bring it out over again because you have peace. Those memory patients are dry, so now it's peaceful. What do you get when you start looking for something that you thought that you had? Find it. But arches on it that would issue the words fear and anxiety that we talked about earlier. They're gone. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I find it helpful to say I command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body for receiving this healing or whatever healing I'm doing. And I feel like that makes the integration more powerful, or maybe I'm just more aware of it.
One of those free clearings. So get one of those free clearings up. The spirit creation, or whatever, you know, I might say spirit infusion. That on you after we get off this call. Help cement the clearings a little more, you know. Have to heal your spirit first, so your spirit is healed. Don't want to have it get recontaminated again. Get your spirit into the body. Healings work basically two ways. I'll go a little sideways here. Somebody's curious. So your spirit, also, or your body. So the body, the spirit will become healed. Or if you heal your spirit, then the body can become healed. I won't say it happens instantly. Both resonate to each other. You can enter into the actual healing process ways. Spirit's now with you, corrupted, and if it does come back into you, corrupted state, that's going to cause you to be corrupted. Have your malady or whatever you're dealing with over again.
Is it enough to command that your spirit come back to you clear and cleaned off of dark
doesn't
energy?
Know. Doesn't know. Just replicates you.
Okay.
So that is replicating. Perfect. So it doesn't know that there's something wrong with it. Because backed out off arm and you wake up next morning your arm feels a little funny or numb or something. Doesn't know, but eventually as your body has an arm, that arm will get reformed unto your spirit first. The body will over and reform your spirit. Spirit does not know as far as what your condition is.
Well, is it good to communicate that to your spirit? Kind of let it know? You know, I'm dealing with this.
The energy out of your body, because your spirit is not going to have the horsepower to really heal you until the body has the energy out of it and reality with your situation. All your spirit knows is, oh, have a condition. Let's say you have broke your wrist or something, right? And now a new thing to you, it happened last week, we'll say, and you go, wow, a broken wrist. Well, maybe I could have my spirit heal my wrist. Well, we'll do what it can do, but body still has to go through the healing process. Body heals, the spirit will actually get healed also. Yeah, I got a broken wrist here. It's in the cast. You go, well, how did I get that? What energetic body caused this? What am I dealing with? What past life is this? Here, having my wrist chopped off with an axe or something, you know, by mistake? Or what's going on? What body emanated which gave you the problem to have you have a wrist problem? That's how you need to look at these situations. Here, the density's out of your body. All of a sudden, it might heal in a couple of days. It will help with the energy to do that, but if you have all this dense energy, that like body's hanging on you, take a while to do that process. That's helping people. Just information out there, information about people's spirits. They tell you how powerful your spirit is. If that was the case, you'd have perfect health all the time. You would say, you know, I think we'll go up into quarantine or something or whatever. Out of here, you know, when Jesus came 2,000 years ago. Process. You're involved with your clearings and healings. Why we have spirit infusion. Spirit on its own right and working, you know, with your body, corrupted, just like whatever you have in your body, you have a runny nose, it has a runny nose, okay? Didn't have it, you wouldn't have it, okay? So it mimics you 100%, like an emotional body would. Well, I guess our show is kind of coming to a close here. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Next program, that's on Monday. Anything to add?
No, I just wondered if you had time to do that out-in of our spirits real quick before you
I can do that. So here we go. And we'll do the in and out. So what this does is put your spirit into your body through your feet, out maybe through the crown chakra and come back in again. Some people, you become dizzy, normal. Oh, here we go. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. Remember, coming in through our feet to our head. Out and in, 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 out and in. Now do the mind a heart drop. Help all the time. So, and your spirit out loud to thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Now from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, right now you're just in peace. That's a good place to be. See something happening or hear something or listen to something and you get into fear, do this, you'll be peaceful instantly. Force energy. Otherwise, you're in the alien agenda of mind, timelines, and stolen from you. Well, thank you, everybody. Blessings. See you later. Thank you, Ann.
Thanks, all. Thank you, Ron. Bye.
Hey, everybody.